This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Two Tickets, Please. We are nearly 10 minutes late. That's on us. But I hope you all are having a great... What day is it? Wednesday?
It's always Wednesday.
Oh. It's Wednesday. We always film on Wednesday. I'm losing my mind a little bit here today. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We dropped an episode on Thanksgiving, which was a week and a day late. That's on me. Spent a lot of time in the airport when I should have been posting the video. Actually, I probably could have just done it in the airport. No video for last week. That video file was corrupted, unfortunately. You know, it's the holiday season, and it's not a very Christmassy Two Tickets, Please. We should have the next episode be Christmas themed.
Maybe.
Okay.
No, we could.
All right. I'm just going to quit the podcast, actually.
No, that would be so good.
Or we just actually do one on Christmas Day or something. I don't know. I don't know, because Anaconda comes out Christmas Day. I'm really excited to see Anaconda on Christmas Day. But I'm sure the rest of you are excited to see what we have cooked up for this episode of Two Tickets, Please.
Exactly.
So it's 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. 2:11 p.m. on a Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Tickets, Please. Back to Two Tickets, Please, everybody. My name is AJ.
And I'm Jackson.
And we are the film experts that talk about movies every week on the podcast called Two Tickets, Please, where there's two of us and no tickets ever involved. I don't really know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just rambling. You know how it is. Well, without further ado, should we...
Say that again.
That means it's time for the
say that again
segment. I'm done.
Why is it so loud in just my right ear?
I don't know why the panning is the way that it is, but Who knows? The Say That Again segment is where we take... I mean, if you're returning listener or viewer, you know what it is. But for those who are new, it's where we take a dumb line from a movie or a TV show, or I've done it from a sports team before. A line that might have you saying something like Mr. Fantastic once did. Say that again. Oh.
Say that again?
Say that again. We've been doing this... How long have we... Almost since the beginning of the show.
Almost every episode.
We started off pretty early in the first season, and here we are, still doing it in season two. That's not even that impressive, but you know.
It's still going. Do you want to start with your
Say That Again
line?
Yeah, I can start. I have a pretty great one. I don't know if you've heard it. mine comes from The Studio, the Seth Rogen Apple TV show.
Okay.
That came out this past year, I think, or last year. It's won some Emmys. It's really great. It's hilarious, first of all. And especially from someone who, like, is interested in that industry, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I actually want to work in Hollywood, but maybe someday, who knows, you know. But it's really cool to kind of see,
mm-hmm.
like, what a very, like, exaggerated studio is like.
Okay.
It's quite funny. So, it follows, like, Seth Rogen is promoted to the studio head, and in the first pilot episode where the line comes from, he meets with Martin Scorsese to have Martin Scorsese pitch his Kool-Aid Man movie to Matt Remick, Seth Rogen's character, and basically what happens is it's kind of a really dark and disturbing Kool-Aid Man movie. I'm not going to get into why or anything. it's so nuts. Basically, Matt Remick, Seth Rogen's character, says yes, and then he talks to his other, like, executives, and they're like talking about it, and they're like, no, we can't do that. And so Matt Remick then has to go talk to their boss, and they go with the other guy, the same guy who directed the Captain Underpants movie. So they like completely switch it up, and then Seth Rogen has to confront Martin Scorsese and tell him that they're not after they bought the script too. So Martin Scorsese, they're like, they're with him at a party, at Charlize Theron's party, and they're talking to Martin Scorsese, and Matt Remick goes, so we're not going to be doing your Kool-Aid Man movie, actually. And Martin Scorsese goes, you bought my script just to kill it? And Matt Remick goes, yeah, I did. And then Martin Scorsese, on an Apple TV show, goes, just give me back my movie and let me go sell it to Apple the way I should have done it in the first place. And then Martin Scorsese starts crying. I think he got nominated for an Emmy for this scene, too. It was just kind of nuts all around. Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay.
Really nuts.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Interesting. I need to see it.
Definitely recommend.
Sounds like a fun show.
I only watched the first 5 episodes, but it's really good.
My Say That Again line comes from a recent show that just came out.
A recent show that we've seen recently?
Yeah, a recent season that just came out of Stranger Things. So the first part of Stranger Things season 5 came out, and there was a good bit of, I thought it was good, I think it's good, but there was a good bit of cringe dialogue in this season.
Interesting.
And the one I'm, my Say That Again line today, is when, you know, Dustin is at the grave of Eddie. Spoilers.
No, I know Eddie dies.
And then...
because he's shredding.
And then there's a bunch of, like, bullies that are literally, like, Disney bullies in this season. Like, it's so bad. And they come to the grave, and they're like... I forget what the other guys say, but it's, like, classic Disney bully lines. It's like, I knew you loser would be here. And then he's like, what's up, twerp? And it's like, long time no see. Like... what's up, loser? And then the last guy walks in and he goes, hiya.
That's all he says?
Yes.
Hiya.
It's like a bunch of like longer lines, like bully lines, and then just, hiya.
Hiya.
It's so funny. I don't know why. But that had me saying.
Say that again?
Say that again.
Because, like, that's so random. And that's terrible. Like, and you never see that character before or after either. He just says hi, and then it's like, yeah.
And you never see him again.
Yeah, well, he's, like, not even a real character. He's just, like, some random bully. But
wow.
I thought that was quite silly.
Yeah, that's pretty, that's a very...
Say that again?
Mine.
My God. So,
yeah.
Thanks. That was the say that again line. Now, quickly, we're just going to talk a little bit about... There's no recent movies we've seen recently.
There's not. You don't get to hear the TV.
We didn't go see any new movies over Thanksgiving.
We did not.
I just watched football and ate food, you know?
Pretty much. I sat on the beach and ate food.
Yeah. There's a couple movies in theaters, though, that we might...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
See, at some point, or that maybe you've seen.
Yeah.
The big ones in theaters right now is... Zootopia 2.
I've heard is good.
Which I've heard is actually good.
And then the other...
And the other one is...
Wake Up Dead Man.
Is Wicked.
Oh, that's who. Which no, probably not going to
has
go
a strange cult following, to be honest.
I've heard this one wasn't very good, though.
I heard it was good, but everyone said the last one was really good, too.
I feel like I... Before the movie came out, I had never met a fan of the Wicked Broadway musical. Like a diehard fan. And then after the movie came out last year, I met a lot of Wicked fans.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but...
No, people, like, love it. Have you seen, my favorite thing ever is, have you seen, like, the interviews with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande?
Yeah, like, when the helicopter flies over.
And they're, like, really weird. Well, they're both, like, like, stupidly skinny and look like they're about to die. And then they're like all over each other. It's so funny. Well, yeah, there's the clip when the helicopter flies over, and she's, like, having a breakdown over the helicopter, and she's like, Ariana Grande's like, go away, helicopter.
She's like, fly.
Not the time. And then there's this one clip I saw where it's, like, a panel, and some dude, I don't know who it is, probably, like, some director, producer, but, like, grabs Ariana Grande's hand and's like, and she's been so great at everything. And then Cynthia Erivo, like, grabs Ariana Grande's hand and, like, lays on her. Like, it's, like... Like, they're, like, codependent and, like,
that's
don't
weird.
Want other people to... Like, it's so funny. Do you see the clip of the guy that, like, jumped... It was, like, in, like, some premiere or something. Like, jumped over, like, the barrier and, like, ran at Ariana Grande to get a picture. And Cynthia Erivo was, like, grabbed her and was like, you're okay, you're okay. like she was a security.
I don't know how I haven't seen that.
No, there's just so many clips of them being, like, really, really weird.
That's interesting.
And then I saw something come out that it was, like... They were like, hey, we're not dating, but we're in a bi-curious relationship. So they're not dating, but they're curious about each other. Which is so
Wait,
fun.
Really?
Yes, I saw that.
That actually, like, that's true?
I think so.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong. But I saw that.
I don't know.
But, like, why are they being so weird? And the movie's, like, has a strange cult following, and everyone's like, we need Wicked everything, which is interesting. But I haven't seen it yet. I'm probably just hating. The movie's probably actually good. I'm just hating because it's weird.
Yeah, but, no, I don't know.
But I don't know if I'll go see it at some point.
I can't imagine complex relationship explained amid rumors. Yeah, I just wanted to see. I mean, wow, okay.
Yeah. But I definitely want to go see Zootopia 2 before I see Wicked 2.
I would like to see Zootopia 2. I don't think I'm going to go see Wicked 2.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I
was kind of dragged to go see Wicked 1.
I was also dragged to go see Wicked 1.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's great.
It was just like, I think if they chopped an hour off the runtime, I would have been a little more interested. It was like almost 3 hours long. I don't think it needs to be. Sorry to all you Wicked fans. I'm just not interested.
But those have been the big ones out. Another big one that's coming out soon. Oh, well, one that's in theaters, but like sort of in theaters and is on Netflix soon is
Wake Up Dead Man.
Wake Up Dead Man. Wait, why? Ugh.
Well, I've heard the movie. That wasn't an attack on the movie. I've heard the movie is actually really good from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Two of our friends went to see it yesterday. One gave it 4.5 stars. The other gave it 5 stars.
Where did they go see it?
Noblesville, which is like an hour away.
Okay.
I don't have the time to drive that far right now. I was more groaning because I'm still upset that Netflix bought those films. Because it was limited theater release. I don't know, probably like 300 theaters across the United States.
Netflix bought it. They just
made it. No,
because the first one was a Netflix movie.
No, the first one was Rian Johnson. They like
no, but it was Rian Johnson, but it was like a Netflix film.
No, I know. Like when he was pitching it, I'm pretty sure they bought the rights to the whole like series.
Okay, but it's always been a Netflix movie.
The first one was supposed to be a Netflix one.
Yeah.
But then they bought the rights to more, even though Rian Johnson could have taken them to another studio that would have given them an actual theatrical release.
Yeah.
Like, they could have been in every movie theater, and I wouldn't have to wait until...
That is kind of annoying.
...next weekend when it comes out on Netflix to watch it.
Yeah.
That's why fun. I was groaning. It's like...
Well, I'm excited to see it, but we won't be able to talk about it ever on the podcast until, like, next year.
Not until the London episode of Two Tickets, Please.
But we'll see it at some point, but I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. We will see it at some point.
Another movie that comes out soon, I don't know when. Wait, when does it come out? Is the third
Avatar
movie. Yeah, have you seen the Avatar movies?
No.
No.
Have you?
I have. I've seen both.
What do you think?
I think they're good. I've only ever seen both of them once because they're like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
The new one is 3 hours and 17 minutes long.
Wow.
And it comes out... When does this come out? December 19th.
Well.
I'll probably see it.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to at least go for the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
I think the first two Avatar movies are good. Mm. I don't know why they're like some of the most grossing movies ever.
I don't know either.
I mean, just the CGI is good and like it's pretty good, but it's not like the best movies ever. I just think it's funny that they're like, we're going to make 45 Avatar movies. That's pretty much what they're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, isn't there like three more that are going to come
out? Well, they said that. They were like, we're going to make like seven. But then James Cameron just said like, if this is the last one, that's all right.
That's what he said?
He just said that like an interview pretty much.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if this movie's going to like end. But this one's called Avatar Fire and Ash. So it's like they find like the fire tribe of people and they're still fighting the humans. So
Way of the Water and Fire and Ash.
So I don't really know if this is going to be good or not. It's probably going to be good. But it's 3 hours and 17 minutes if you want to go see it for a long time.
That is a long movie.
But I'm probably going to go see it. And there's some rumors about some fun trailers they could be showing
for this
movie. First of all, there's hints that there could be... our first trailers of Avengers Doomsday
when you go see this.
That is interesting. You need to stop hating on Marvel.
I'm not hating on Marvel. I'm just saying...
Still haven't seen Fantastic Four.
I'm just saying that I don't have a ton of faith in this one.
I don't think... They've cooked on all Avengers movies, and they're going to do good again.
This one doesn't have, like, our favorite Avengers
characters. It has some good characters. It has a lot of things on it.
No,
I think it'll be good. I'm excited to see a trailer. I think we'll know more when we see a trailer and what's going on.
It's just something that scares me is when I hear that they're not letting actors read the entire script.
That's because they're crazy about spoilers.
No, I know, but I feel like you missed some pretty important context in different areas.
But that's how it was for like Avengers Endgame.
Well, I mean, I guess so.
And that was good.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was good.
Well, I'm excited to see a trailer for that, and I'm excited to see the movie. But I'm also excited to see possibly another trailer for The Odyssey.
I am way more interested in that.
By Christopher Nolan.
Way more.
Which we saw a trailer for a little bit ago and for some movies, but
I think it looks good.
And it looks good. It was quick, but it could be really cool to see more.
Yeah. Because
Christopher Nolan cooks.
And it's already been selling out IMAX theaters.
Yeah, the movie's had one teaser trailer, and it's selling out IMAX theaters.
It's crazy. Like,
it's just because it's Christopher Nolan, and he knows what he's doing. And it's also like Matt Damon and Tom Holland and John Bernthal.
Loaded cast.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna be cool.
We're excited to see a trailer for that. And we got to thinking... Christopher Nolan is one of the best. Is it crazy to say best directors like ever at this point? I mean, he's only made 12 movies.
I don't think quantity should matter as much.
But like all of his movies are, not all, most of his movies are just straight bangers.
Yeah. No,
he's continuing to cook. He's probably I don't know best directors ever. He'll probably get there, but he's probably currently one of the best directors out there.
He's definitely up there.
And everyone's excited to see this new movie. So we thought
we
haven't done a ranking segment in a while.
We haven't even really talked about Christopher Nolan.
And we've also never ranked and talked about Christopher Nolan movies. So for the last bit of this episode, Christopher Nolan has made 12 movies. We have both
only seen 10.
Very conveniently only seen 10.
It's actually crazy.
The two that we haven't seen are the same two. Which are his least, popular movies.
They're more of his niche movies.
His two movies that we both haven't seen that aren't as popular is, in 2000 he made The Following, and in 2002 he made Insomnia.
Yeah.
And we have both not seen those. But all the other 10 we have seen. So, we are going to rank, I already have a list. Do you have a list?
I have a list.
We both already have these ready, but we're going to rank the top 10 Christopher Nolan movies. And just talk about them.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun.
Yeah.
do we want to do the thing where we have like a trivia question? Or should we just go through them?
Just go through them.
Yeah.
We're not going to do trivia ranking today.
Yeah. So we'll go back and forth going through up until our top movie. And we'll talk about it. Because there's some bangers here. Do you want to start with your number 10, or do you want me to go?
I'm curious if we have the same number 10, but yeah, I'll start.
Okay, go for it.
Number 10, I want to preface this real quick. All of these movies are really good.
I think all of these movies are good.
All of them are good, not all of them are really good. Number 10, I have Batman Begins.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I don't know. Batman Begins, great origin story for a great
You think
character.
Batman Begins is the worst of the three Nolan Batmans? I mean, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's one obvious best one, and then there's one that I like more than Batman Begins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not going to lead on which ones yet, because
wait, but,
that'll be something for you to figure out.
Why so low on Batman Begins?
I don't know. In all honesty, when I made the list, I just didn't remember it as well as the other ones.
Okay.
So, even going to remember it, I don't remember. It was Scarecrow, right?
No, Batman Begins was... Oh, it was like sort of Scarecrow.
It was sort of, yeah.
No, but like it was Ra's al Ghul.
Well, it was Ra's al Ghul and him becoming Batman. Yeah, it's Batman Beginning. I know. It's good. I don't know what else to say. It's good.
Didn't like it that much?
There's some fun stuff. No, I guess it's just not my favorite.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I don't really... It's been so long since I've seen it.
That's fair.
I'm trying to think.
It's going to be similar to mine as well. My last one, I don't remember it too well.
I think I know which one your last one is.
I'll go. My 10th place movie, so what I think is the worst Christopher Nolan movie, is Dunkirk.
What?
Dunkirk
is did not see that coming.
As someone who loves
Are you serious?
As someone who really likes like war movies, Dunkirk is mid.
Wow, I was not ready for that. I'm sorry. No, I respect your opinion.
I respectfully
disagree.
I may need to rewatch this one.
Wow.
But I was just...
10?
I was just bored. I didn't think it was good at all. I mean, no, I thought it was kind of good. I gave this movie 3 stars.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was, like, not that good. I think...
We have that in very different places.
I don't remember a lot of what happened, and I just kind of was bored. I thought it was going to be a lot better than it was, and I kind of went and saw it and was disappointed. And just thought it was boring, and Harry Styles can't act, and and I just didn't get, like, I really like movies like this usually, and I just didn't, it didn't come across to me. I just thought it was boring and nothing really happened.
Interesting.
But that's my number 10.
Wow, okay. Sorry, I just wasn't really expecting that.
A fun fact about Dunkirk.
Oh.
As we know, Christopher Nolan hates CGI, so Dunkirk was shot actually at Dunkirk, the actual location, and it featured real ships and planes instead of using CGI.
That's cool.
Boom.
I'm a big fan of practical effects, so.
It's also his shortest film.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. The war movie's his shortest.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Compared to something like Memento that I feel like should be shorter.
I think it's, yeah, it's longer.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, you're probably going to have the same reaction to my 9th place as I did to your 10th.
What's your 9th place movie?
The Prestige.
Oh, man, what?
Again, another Nolan movie that I felt was not very... I didn't really remember it.
You need to rewatch it.
I should rewatch
it's
it.
It's really
I
good.
Don't know. Again, it's been a while. That came out the year I was born. I probably watched it for the first time. 2015?
I think I've only actually seen the movie once.
Maybe a little later. Maybe 2018? I don't remember when I watched The Prestige.
A while ago. It's so good.
I don't know. I can give you a fun fact about it, though.
Okay.
It has 146 time jump cuts, and that's an average of 1 per minute.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I think it's very well done. I mean, Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale as main characters in your movie.
Those are great actors. Great. I'm a big fan of Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Big plot twists and stuff in this is pretty fire. And it's just well done. The tone is really good.
I love, like, the opening scene and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Well, I think that's too low, but also I had Dunkirk at 10.
Yeah, so. You also have Dunkirk.
My number 10, no, my number 9, I think this movie's good, but it's just kind of confusing and not his best, is Tenet. That's my number 9.
At 9?
That's not crazy. That's like the consistently...
I guess I'm not too far off.
Tenet's like the consistent last place one for most people.
I'm not that far off.
I think this movie's like really cool. And like, I like... man, what's his name? Denzel Washington's son? Who's the main character? I forget his name. Something Washington. David Washington, I think. And then, like, Robert Pattinson. I think they're really cool. And, the plot is cool, and, like, it's a cool vibe. It's just kind of confusing.
Yeah.
And, like, not his best work, but it's good. You know what I'm saying? It's underrated. I think it's underrated, but still a 9th for me.
Interesting. That's an interesting take, actually.
I think it's good, actually. I think all these movies are good.
I do, too.
I give Tenet 3 stars as well, but I think it's good. It's just his 9th for me.
We have Tenet in different places. I'm not that far off though.
What's your number 8?
Number 8.
Oh no.
Oh wait, I forgot the line.
We're getting to the point where this could be very like we got a very different list.
Well, I feel like this might be similar.
I think his top like.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. That was so bad. I'm usually a lot better at that. At number 8, I have The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
For the longest time...
Wait, real quick. I will go ahead and say I also have The Dark Knight Rises at number 8. First one.
Usually we're like film for film, so it's nice that we have had some disagreements and also
first agreement in placement.
Yeah. For the longest time when I was a kid, if you asked me which Dark Knight film I liked more, I would say The Dark Knight Rises. Really? And then I grew up, came to my senses, and was like, yeah, it's not nearly as good as the Dark Knight.
I've definitely seen this one the least of the three.
I think I've seen this one the most of the three.
And I don't know, Bane's cool.
Bane's awesome.
But like, I don't remember the plot super well, but it's kind of all over the place a little bit.
That's the idea, though.
I mean, yeah.
It's, there are three films, I think. The first one is, they each deal with like a different like emotion or something. It's like, or like feeling. It's like, the first one I think is fear. And I'm pretty sure The Dark Knight is pain. And then I know for a fact this one is chaos. Those are like, that's like the theme of each film, kind of. And you can see that by the villain, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah. Fun fact about Bane, Tom Hardy stands at 5'9". He had to wear 3-inch lifts to make his character Bane appear as tall or taller than co-stars Christian Bale, Morgan Freeman, and Sir Michael Caine. And he also accepted the role without reading the script. He was like
Bane? Heck Bane, yeah.
Of course I'm going to be Bane. I mean, yeah. I don't really blame him. I would do the same thing, actually.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yes.
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, this movie's good. I mean, Bane's cool, but it's just kind of like the one I forget about the most and isn't. I think most people think it's the worst Batman one.
Look at this. Listen to this. While doing promotional interviews for the movie, Tom Hardy stated that the most difficult parts of the movie to shoot were the fight scenes, not because of the physicality of them, but because he was such a huge Batman fan growing up. He said, "It felt like I was beating up my childhood hero."
That's funny.
While filming the movie. Well, Tom, you did a great job.
No, he was good as Bane. And I do like, I like just,
oh my gosh. Did you just forget what you were going to say? That's okay. It happens to the best of us.
I just blanked on his name.
Wait.
Christian Bale. I just forgot his name for a second. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay, what I was saying, I think Christian Bale is an incredible Batman. He's more of an incredible Bruce Wayne.
I think he's my second favorite Batman.
Under Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's such a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I think he's a great
incredible
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
I think he's a great Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Okay, well, I had that in the same spot, so you go ahead and do your seventh.
And number seven, this, you might be a little, I know you really like this movie.
Oh no, yeah, this is, it's getting into the big ones.
It's
now
getting into the big ones. Number seven, I have Memento.
Oh man.
I remember Jackson watched this with a group of guys and told me about it, and he was like, "You gotta watch it." So I was like, "All right, when I get the chance, I'll watch it." So me and Kyle watched it last year together. I was like, "Hey, Chris Nolan film Memento." He was like, "Yeah, you know what? You start it, and I'll come back halfway through."
It's like the last movie you want to do that for.
So I was explaining what was going on to Kyle while we were watching Memento.
Oh, my God.
And it was good, don't get me wrong. But this is – I watched Memento after I watched all the other Christopher Nolan films. That was one of the last last ones, more recent ones.
It was one of the more recent ones for me, too.
So, like – just, like, comparing that to, I mean, we'll get to my favorites, and you'll hear me glaze them. Just comparing that to my favorites, I was like, it's good. I don't think it's his best work at all, but I think it's amazing. Fun fact about Memento, it took 25 days to shoot.
Only 20? Oh,
they filmed that
in
25 days.
Yeah, it's not like a big scale thing.
No, less than a month. It's crazy.
Man. Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
No, I do too. I think it's good.
It's good. It's such a good plot. I watched that in J-term earlier this year, I guess. I watched it in January.
I watched it in like either February or March. Another fun fact, the first cinematographer that Christopher Nolan met he turned down the interview because he didn't understand the script. And he later said that it was his biggest mistake.
Yeah. Oh man.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's a good movie. I think it's a good movie.
What is happening to your computer?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's the sound website.
His computer was like, you have 45 viruses on your computer.
So, I have to confess to all of the Two Tickets Please fans that when I play a sound on my computer, we don't actually have a soundboard. It's
just a website.
It's playing off of a website that has, like, we're sitting here and looking at you or each other, but then out of the corner of my eye, I can see, like, 8 different ads for something. And it's really distracting sometimes, and I think the website is...
It just, like, yelled at you that you had, like, a bunch of viruses. That's really funny.
But my computer, I think we're good.
I think you're okay.
We're working. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
What's your 7?
My number 7 is Batman Begins. I think this one's definitely better than Dark Knight Rises for me. I just think seeing him become Batman, it's a good origin. And I think Liam Neeson as Ra's al Ghul is really good villain. And like also like not expected villain, because like he trains him in this movie and then comes to blow up Gotham and is
a
bad guy.
Pretty much.
I think this movie's just good. It's a cool origin. It's cool seeing him as Bruce Wayne and everything. It's just fire. I think it's good. But it's still like 7. It's not as good as his big ones, but
right.
I think it's pretty good. Fun fact about Batman Begins. You know, like, so they also rebooted, like, what the Batmobile looks like. In the Dark Knight, in the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, it looks like a big tank, basically.
Yeah.
And it's called, like, the Batman Tumbler.
Yeah, and, the Tumbler.
And, like, so, like, they did that, but also, like, they actually made it.
Yeah.
Like, it like, works.
Yeah.
And, like, in shots, like, they're actually jumping it into buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, which is awesome.
No CGI.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what is your number 6? We're in the big ones now.
Number 6, I have Tenet.
Okay, that's very high. Yeah.
You think it's very high? I don't think it's very high. I like Tenet. Again, first watch, I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Couldn't even make sense of it. Second watch, I was like, all right. Okay. And then I always love the end. Like, we get up to some stuff.
That scene
You'll
is
see.
Really cool.
That's a lot of fun. I think it's good. Fun fact about Tenet, I think this is well known, but they crashed a real 747.
Yeah.
in an airport hangar or into a hangar.
That's so awesome.
I want to be on a Christopher Nolan
set. Like, instead of just doing it, like CGI or some kind of studio shot, he just crashed an airplane into a hangar.
That's kind of like those memes that you see, like Chris Nolan summoning like all these monsters for the Odyssey and like wreaking havoc on LA, and it's like the guy looking up, and I don't remember what movie this is from, but yeah.
Yeah, that's like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's good. I don't hate that you have it higher. I just think it's not the best for me, but that's cool.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I think it's a good movie.
No, I still enjoy it.
Definitely not top 5 Nolan, because the top 5 was hard for me to figure
top
out.
5 for me, even like top 6 are like, I think top 6 for me are all... No, my 5 and 6, I have it 4.5. And my top 4 Christopher Nolan movies, I have it 5 stars.
Mm. Yeah.
But here we go.
Yeah, what's your 6?
My number 6, and I know you're not going to agree with this.
Uh-oh.
My number 6 Nolan movie is Oppenheimer. This movie's good. I have it at 4.5 stars, and I think it's great. I just don't think it's better than the top 5.
Oh,
it's top 6. It's barely out of the top 5.
Man, that take makes me very unhappy.
I knew it would. This movie is great. It's great. It's just like...
Oh, man.
This movie is great. And it's just... And I don't have, like... I have no flaws to talk about with it. I just think, purely for me, his other movies are, like, just better, like, and more my speed of movie.
I respect your opinion.
This movie is good. I saw it in like IMAX, because you have to, and it was incredible, and it's very good. Just peak dialogue, peak music, and like it is very good. It's purely just other movies I think are better. There's no flaws with this movie.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have this my same reaction to a few of
them. Probably. We have different thoughts about these.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool. I think there was all the jokes about, like, oh, Christopher Nolan's going to drop an actual nuke for these movies. And he literally did.
And he literally did.
Like, not like a nuke, but, like, for the test scenes when they test the bomb. Because in the movie, we don't actually see them, like, use the nuclear bomb.
Well, it'd be so awful if they we saw them use it on Hiroshima. Well,
I know, I know. I'm like,
that would be horrible.
But we see one of the like last scenes in the movie, or like near the end, is when they do like the Trinity test scene, and they actually dropped like crazy explosives for it. That scene is also insane when like the sound goes out and it's just like, like the explosion. Like, this movie's incredible. I just have it lower than some of the other ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well. That's unfortunate.
Okay, what's your...
You're lost, man.
I think it's great! Okay, we're into the top five.
Top five. I don't know. This might be your number one, actually.
Maybe.
In my fifth spot.
Okay.
I just want to preface from this, from five up, I think these are all masterpieces.
I agree.
Of films.
I agree.
At five, I have Interstellar.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow, he didn't really react as heavily as I did.
I mean, I know I knew it was coming though.
Yeah.
I don't agree with you on this placement, but yeah.
I like Interstellar, but I like the next four movies more.
I mean, so yeah, just the same there. Just the same thought process I had with Oppenheimer.
Yeah, pretty much. It's good.
That's it.
I don't know what else to say.
Why isn't it as good as the other ones?
In my opinion, Interstellar is one of the most. I don't want to say overrated because that makes it seem like I don't think it's a good movie. It's the same thing how I feel about La La Land. I feel like they're both great movies. I just feel like they're overrated and praised probably a little more than they should be.
I really, really like Interstellar.
No,
I almost agree with that.
I really like Interstellar too, but
I can actually agree that it's like
I think it's really good, but
the most glazed movie of all time.
I do think it's the most glazed movie of all time.
So I can actually agree with it, even though I do think it's a masterpiece.
Yeah. No, I think
it is like considered
I think it's
kind of rightfully up there. But
no, yeah, I agree. It's a great movie. Just at five.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. My number five was a lot lower for you is The Prestige. And we talked about it already pretty much, but like I think it's incredible. I think just the plot twist and the acting and everything about it, the tone, it's great. Peak movie. I forgot to pull up a fun fact about it, but
I have a fun fact for Interstellar.
Oh, tell me.
Steven Spielberg was first attached to it.
Really? So
before
like
before Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
Maybe, like, the concept? I don't really know.
Very cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
Very cool. So what is your number four?
So we have these in very different spots, you see.
Oh, man.
Number four, I have Dunkirk.
Oh, gosh.
I love Dunkirk.
Dunkirk's better than Interstellar.
I do.
That is crazy.
I do. I very much do. I like Dunkirk. Great movie.
you have nothing to say about it.
I don't totally have notes for all of these, if you could tell. Man, it's been a few years since I watched Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to look for a fun fact right now. It was fun.
So funny.
It was cool.
It was cool. It was fun.
I like it. I think it's a great movie. You know, three Oscars, that's pretty amazing. Shot on the same beach where the actual evacuation took place. Obviously, like, he does things on location, it's all practical. It's like, it's cool, like every time you see an explosion or something, you know that actually was, like, on set. And every time something, like, crazy happens, you're like, man, that really happened. You know, like while they were there. That's cool.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. Fun movie. No, not fun. I shouldn't describe it as
fun movie. Dunkirk, fun time.
I shouldn't remind it, or I shouldn't describe it as fun, but I think it's a great movie.
Yeah. My number four is Memento.
Mm. Yeah, you really liked Memento.
I mean, I was blown away by this movie when I watched it. I watched it with a bunch of guys during January, and I just thought it was incredible. I mean, I just love movies with... I mean, the plot is just outrageous. This is a locked-in movie. Like, you got to be locked to understand this. And I was. It's like kind of... Yeah, it's kind of hard to understand, but like not really. Like if you're like paying attention, you'll get it. But it's like a complicated plot and like mystery and like crazy plot twists and stuff. And I just think it's incredible. I think the acting's great. Just a fun story. It's also grounded. Like you talked about how this is shot in like 25 days.
Yeah.
Like it's not some ginormous big budget thing. This is also one of his like first ones.
Yeah.
This is in 2000. This is like his first movie.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
And it's incredible. I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. A fun fact I saw was that the main cinematographer for the movie, like, didn't get it at all. He was, like, doing all the shots, and he, like, didn't understand the script or what was going on.
That's funny.
He was just doing what he, like, told to do.
At least that one actually took the job, unlike the first one that declined the interview because he didn't understand. At least one guy tried.
But great movie. All right, we're into the top three.
Top three.
There's been two movies that haven't been brought up by either of us yet, so I know those are the top three.
I'm looking at both of them right now.
And I think I know what your top three is.
Yeah.
I wonder where it's going to be. So, number three.
The third movie. I'm just going to put my phone down to start this. I believe that in this movie, we have the greatest performance in our generation, I should say. And it's not by the hero of the story.
Before you say, I have this movie at my third place as well.
So that means we have the same two. Well,
I think we have the same three and two by my discerning judgment.
This is the greatest acting performance of our generation. It's The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And I have Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker.
I have that at third as well. I think that's almost a hot take from both of us, that this isn't the best Nolan movie.
I'd agree. I think that is a hot take, but no, I don't think it's a hot take. I think I'm correct, and that's what we're doing. I'm kidding. Hot take, yes.
The Dark Knight is incredible.
Great movie.
It's like still arguably one of the best superhero movies ever made.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely up there.
I mean, yeah, possibly the best acting performance ever.
Of our generation.
Especially, yeah, definitely in a superhero movie, but possibly in, like, any movie.
Yeah.
And
I mean, locking yourself in a motel for that long to understand the psychology of a character is insane.
But it's just peak. Like, I mean, Heath Ledger's performance is insane. Christopher Nolan just shoots incredible movies. Like, Christian Bale is outrageously good.
Yeah.
Even the guy that plays, like, Harvey Dent is such a good... in this movie too, like,
definitely.
There's just a lot. Like, it's just a very perfect story, and it's like quintessential Batman. And just,
I agree.
It's just fire.
I agree.
It's great.
It was the first comic book movie to hit 1 billion worldwide.
That
rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Yep. Yeah. Incredible.
Definitely.
One of the best superhero movies ever made. What's your number two?
Number two, we definitely have the same number two.
I think we do.
Inception.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen this for a long time.
I haven't seen it in a long time either, but
no,
I
hadn't seen it.
Oh.
Like, for a longest time, this was one of those big movies that I was like, I haven't seen Inception, and people were like, what?
Yeah.
And I eventually watched it like a year or two ago, and it's incredible.
Inception is mind-bending, literally. Because, you know.
It's really cool.
Great movie. It's really, I say this for everyone. Leonardo DiCaprio. It's really great.
Just peak.
The top fell at the end.
I think it did too.
I believe it fell.
I think it did.
And
incredible. This movie ends like open ended, and it's giving you
what
you think.
Yeah, it's fun.
And there's so much for you to discern with this movie.
It's also just about
like crazy good action, and it's great. Like the whole ending of this movie when they're in like his dream and everything.
Yeah,
it's just incredible. It's an incredible like plot and like story and like idea. Like who came up with this? Well, Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan did.
Like, how does he just come up with that and put it into action like this?
And we talked about this. What class did we talk about this in? Intro to Visual Storytelling?
Probably.
We talked about how it is all an allegory for filmmaking. It is a movie about making a movie that's actually not about making a movie.
Yeah, like Leonardo DiCaprio's character is like the director of this movie. And then, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Is that his name?
Yeah,
He's like the producer, like getting everybody together.
Yeah.
And then Ellen Page, his character, is like, what was it? Because she's like the architect. She was like the set designer, something like that.
Yeah, really,
and it was like everybody in his like crew had like a role that they were doing. And like Tom Hardy's character was the actor because he was the guy. And it's very cool when you think about it like that.
It's really cool. I like allegory. Allegory's fun.
Yeah. And I think all of our fun facts have been about how he like doesn't like CGI and uses cool stuff. But like if you've like watched behind the scenes videos of Inception, like they built like the scene where they're like crawling in the hallway and it's like spinning, they just had that room and they were like spinning it while they were in it. Like they actually did that.
Crazy.
And they flooded an entire soundstage for like the opening scene.
Yeah. And no, it's amazing.
Just an incredible movie. And I think it's insane that it's the second best movie by a director. Because for like every other director, this would be like the best movie for sure.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy that there's still a better movie. Yeah.
What is your number one? Even though I know.
My number one, I will never forget how I felt after I watched this movie. After I was sitting there and his eyes closed and it cut to black, I will never forget that moment. I was sitting there with my dad. I don't know if my dad enjoyed it as much as I did. I think he liked it a lot. He probably doesn't remember it anymore. But I will never forget it. Oppenheimer is by far, I would say, the best Christopher Nolan movie.
Okay.
And I warned you earlier, I'm definitely going to glaze this movie. It is up there with some of the best movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm.
I think that it is a gorgeous work of art. And like you talked about, the amount of explosives to make that practical, like, explosion, like, that's so cool. So incredible. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It does a great job of characterizing a historical figure who can be kind of looked down upon.
Mm, yeah.
Like, this man, you know, destruction. This man that created these weapons of mass destruction, and it's an interesting study into him and his character, and I think it's great.
Yeah. No, great movie.
Love it.
And I'll round it out with my number one, which you can guess by now, by all of them, is Interstellar. I think this movie is the best looking movie and best visuals by any movie that like I've seen.
It's definitely up there.
I think
it's crazy, like the black hole sequence.
It's just incredible. I mean, I don't know. The mix of music and visuals and acting in this is, like,
really good.
Some of the best I've ever seen. And I think it's just incredible. And you have to watch this movie on a big screen. Like, at your home. Like a big one. Like, don't watch this on your phone or an iPad or plane.
Please don't.
This movie is just so good. Matthew McConaughey is just incredible. And, like, every scene of this movie, but, like, even the last scene. And when he's the last scene going in the black hole, and then like the plot twist off with all of that, and then him like docking the ship on the main thing after Matt Damon blows up the ship because he's a loser in this movie. Rare Matt Damon being a bad guy movie, also.
Yeah.
It's just like the music mixed with the visuals and everything that's happening. It's just insane. It's one of the best movies ever made. And if you haven't seen it, it's one of those that everyone's going to make fun of you because you have to go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A fun fact, I don't even, like, look this up. I just kind of knew this. But, like, I didn't see this, like, when it came out. I saw this, however.
I also didn't see it when it came out.
I don't remember when it came out. When did this come out? 2014. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Damon wasn't in the advertising for this movie. And he just kind of appeared, like, three-fourths of the way through the movie.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. That you can keep as ginormous of an actor as Matt Damon is a secret and then have him play a very interesting role in a movie. But I think that's pretty much it. I think We disagreed on a lot more than usual in this ranking.
Way more than usual.
But I think we can agree that almost all of the movies we talked about are just incredible.
Yeah.
And despite our different listing of them, I think everything we talked about is just really good.
Yeah.
So go see every Christopher Nolan movie because they're all good.
And then
and get excited for
prepare yourself
Odyssey
for the Odyssey
because we'll see if where it fits. Into
yeah,
the list.
We're going to have to do a summer episode for just that movie.
Because he's only just improving and getting better technology and all this stuff. And he's just going to continue to be a masterful director.
It's incredible. It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
We'll get excited.
Well, that's going to be all from us here today. I mean, about the same length as your average episode for Two Tickets, Please. We thought we were worried it was going to be shorter, but next week we will be back with a bigger and better episode.
The much more prepared episode.
A much more prepared episode to round out the season because season two is almost over.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a big overview and probably do a bunch of rankings and things about what happened this
more
year.
More rankings, more epicness, more about this year, and a talk about what's next for Two Tickets, Please. That'll be all from us, though. Go follow us on Instagram. We have a reel and a TikTok almost fully edited.
Well, tune in next week. We'll see you there.
Tune in next week. Bye, guys.